Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 18th October, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayton, and today I'm joined by senior editors Taryn Rosada and Lane Kelly. Hello to both of you.
Good morning.
Hello.
This week has seen the first signs of winter in the U.S. It's a shift for several markets, such as gasoline, which will switch to winter blends, but it's also a time for antifreeze blends in various applications. A lot of our markets that use petrochemicals are going to start shifting. Taryn, let's look at one of your products that you cover in particular, ethylene glycol. What typically happens during the wintertime?
So talking about MEG, in the fourth quarter, we see demand from the PET bottle resin sector decline. As that happens, we see demand into the antifreeze sector start to go up. So basically, MEG for blending into antifreeze, demand for that picks up over the fourth quarter. And that's going to be for all types of vehicles, light and heavy. This year, however, we've heard the winter is going to have a mild start here in the U.S., so we may see some of that demand delayed until later in the fourth quarter.
Lane, you cover methanol. What typically happens for methanol during the wintertime, and can you talk a bit on its various applications?
Well, in the business, they call it the wash season, the windshield wiper fluid season. And while in down south where we live here in Houston, it may not be as used as it is, say, up in Chicago or in the northeast, but nevertheless, during the snow season up north, people are always cleaning off their windshields as they drive, and that's a windshield wiper fluid. That's a heavy part of the methanol industry. Historically, the first quarter, which has been the start of the year, but also a heavy winter season, has been the highest demand for methanol in the business, and that's because during those winter months, you got windshield wiper fluid and used to have antifreeze, but the rest of the year, the other quarters are pretty much, the numbers are similar. But as we go into the end of the year now on methanol, prices are going up. And that's because winter, everything is affected by the cold and natural gas goes up, your costs go up, your prices go up.
So it's a bit of an interconnected system then.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And you mentioned historically. I wonder if I can ask a bit of a curveball question. Taryn, I'll throw this one to you first. Is there anything that has been happening which could blend in a bit with the winter weather to cause an interesting situation in the markets?
Well, not this year, but starting next year, we expect a new ethylene glycol capacity to start coming up in the U.S. So we've listed about 2 to 3 plants that we should see come up in the U.S. next year. So I think market players are going to be monitoring that situation closely and seeing what kind of an impact that has on supply and in turn what that could do to prices, especially as they look into locking in their contract prices.
Lane, same question. Anything with methanol that may be atypical this year?
Yes, you talk about curveballs. This year, there's been a curveball with a lot of break in it. The startup of the OCI Net gasoline plant back in June. Everybody was saying, oh, prices are going to go down because more capacity. Guess what? They went down for about 2 weeks in July, and then they started going up. Why? Because we get into the later part of the year, and especially during the fourth quarter, during these last 3 months of the year, prices always go up because of natural gas. Natural gas prices go up. Winter months go up. If it's a mild winter, then all bets are off. But we were expecting prices to go down this year because of that new plant. But instead, they have held their own pretty much since the end of July. And now they're going up, and it looks like, certainly looks like contracts could be, methanol contracts could be going up in each of the last 2 months of the year.
Yeah, and actually, I'll add something here. So talking about the winter season and natural gas, when that happens, we often see demand for triethylene glycol, or TEG, go up. And then this year, energy prices have been more bullish. And usually, as mentioned, natural gas prices also go up. Yeah, but in general, natural gas demand goes up during the winter season because more people use it to heat their homes. And TEG is used in natural gas pipelines to dehydrate the pipeline. So there's potential for TEG prices to go up in the fourth quarter.
Taryn and Lane, thanks for the updates.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in any of our markets, be sure to visit ISIS.com and be sure to listen to the next podcast.